I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Wildcats return from their soggy trip to Georgia to what looks like will be an equally rain-soaked Kroger Field this Saturday. At least that's what the weather people are predicting. The Wildcats were shut out for the first time in the Mark Stoops era, and points may be at a premium again this week against a stingy Missouri defense. The Cats are 3-4 and need three more wins to become bowl eligible. Joining me once again for this week's scouting report is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hello, Alan.
So I've teed it up for you. Where do we go from here?
Well, I think we start with this offense, and I think it starts with, you know, Lynn Bowden. Is he going to be the quarterback again? And it certainly appears like that's going to be the case. He's, I'm told, still wearing the red jersey in practice, which means you can't hit him. The only thing that worries me with this one is that there's starting to become too much game film on him and on an offense that's a little more limited than what it started this season. So that's my main concern going into this game.
Yeah, he doesn't show a propensity to just pass when even when the down and distance predicts that it should be a pass on this play.
Right, and that's the give and take you get with him, because now you're talking about a guy that can make some plays for you. You know, if something happens in the offense, he can get out there and he can make something happen. But when you need that third and three, or you need that first and 15 to happen, you know, in a pass play, I'm not sure it's going to happen all the time with him. That's where you give and take, and that's your takeaway.
All right. We keep asking this. When do you think we might see Sawyer Smith get back on the field?
You know, I still think it could be this game, but if not, maybe they're waiting for one more. As you mentioned, they need the three wins to become bowl eligible. I'm not sure that this one has to be one of those. It would be nice if it was. But there are certainly some wins down the road where they could bring him back, and you'd feel a little bit more comfortable if you can give him – you know, another week to heal up. I mean, we obviously don't know how bad this is now, that it's been several weeks and, you know, that they're still relying on a wide receiver to play quarterback.
All right, on defense, Kentucky is starting to get a little banged up on that side of the ball as well.
Yeah, Cash Daniel and Josh Pascal and Jordan Wright, all linebackers. Coach said it's just a little dinged up stuff. It's not like they're super injured, but they would really like to get them, you know, some extra rest during the game. So instead of being out there for so many plays, it sounds like we're going to start seeing a couple of the freshmen in Jared Casey, that is, and J.J. Weaver, both from Louisville. And, you know, the thing there is they've got the four games to play during a season, and so it makes it a little easier as you get down towards the end of the season to start to pick those four games and where you can have them help you out most.
And Mark Stoops talked on Monday during his media press conference, more or less putting the secondary on notice that this is going to be a tough game for them. A lot of one-on-ones. Talk about that.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but you have to talk about a quarterback on the other side that at one time played at Clemson and is a very good quarterback. He can really throw the ball. He can find his man, like we were talking. Maybe you can't rely on with, you know, when you're playing a wide receiver, a guy that played quarterback in high school, but not so much in college. And yeah, you're right. These guys are going to have to step it up. But at the same time, Coach Stoops has been pleased with how his defensive backs have been playing. He thinks they're getting better and better with each game. So, this is a chance for them to step up and prove how much they have gotten better.
A couple of guys have left the team, and one is in the transfer portal. The other says he doesn't even want to play football anymore. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, Stanley Garner came in. He was a four-star defensive back. So it made you wonder, a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact, it made you wonder, that was the time when they really needed some defensive backs to be ready to fill in this year. And, it just hasn't happened for him. He's played eight games overall. He's played seven of those this year, and he only has one solo tackle. So he's just not seeming to get the job done anyway. So now he gets a chance to go into the transfer portal and look elsewhere. Then you had Sean Kell Knight Goff, and he's just decided he's lost the passion for football. He just doesn't want to play the game anymore, just wants to be a student. And so Coach Stoops says, I'm going to help him out there and help him, make sure he graduates and has, a good time in school. And so that's where it stands with him. And so he's just going to be a student. It sounds like he's going to stay at Kentucky, but just doesn't want to play a game of football.
All right. Now, regarding Saturday's game, prediction time, what do you think happens?
Well, I'm predicting 100% chance we'll see some rain. I'm not sure. It's going to come down to whether Kentucky can move the ball and how much this rain maybe negates some of that passing attack from Missouri, and maybe that plays into Kentucky's favor. I think I'd probably lean a little towards Missouri in this one, but I think not as much as we were talking last week with Georgia. I think this could still be, you know, about a 3-point game, maybe a 17-14 game. And I'll say Missouri, but again, I feel like Kentucky has that chance if they play a great game, come out and they're going to be back at home. Maybe they can squeak one out and pick up a much needed victory.
All right. Again, 3-4, got to have at least 6 wins to get to another bowl. And, right. You know, they're all getting more and more crucial. So we'll have to see what takes place on Kroger Field Saturday night right here in our beautiful city of Lexington. And you can see that game live on the SEC Network at 7:30. That's the kick time. Our guest on the Scouting Report has been LEX18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. And you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.